Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta, and this is Super Radio Maniac Fun, a.k.a. the dysfunctional half hour with both of my parents here. Yay.
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 Yay. I have
You're
songs
nowhere near
actually...
the microphone.
Shut up.
Don't say that. That's rude.
I am allowed to say the word shut up on the radio.
Loretta, no.
Come on.
Don't talk to me that
That's
way.
That's not a curse word.
You can say
You know what? It's
shut
rude.
It.
I thought it was funny.
It sounds more refined if you say it like
You know
that,
what?
Like your
You guys have this totally under control, and I'm going to go outside into a room where I can enjoy myself. How's
Putting
that sound?
Putting the fun into dysfunctional. That was his line. I took that from him.
Oh, Loretta got a text. Stop the radio show.
I'm not stopping the radio show. That's the thing.
Hold on. Why don't you play some music, Loretta?
All right. I wrote them down on my arm. What do you think? Sunlux? Parix?
Why don't you play that really good...
The Mumblers?
That Charlie XCX song that I really like.
The one with the curse word in the title?
I think we've had this conversation on the radio before.
Yeah. Probably not. Because I don't think there even is a clean version that exists.
Oh,
like in history.
I know what you're talking about. It sounds a lot like a CeeLo song we're not allowed to talk about. Well, I mean, it's the same title.
No. That's Lily Allen. We're talking about Charlie XCX.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
It's not that one.
All right, how about the Mumblers?
Nah. I'm going to play Parr. Remember that song I played for you earlier, Dad?
What's that?
Never mind. All right, let me do this.
Bad dreams ricochet, walking, talking endlessly, dancing on my tongue. Scream, avalanche, talking in my sleep, dancing on my tongue. Bad dreams, ricochet, walking, talking endlessly, dancing on my tongue. Paris scream, avalanche, talking in my sleep, dancing on my tongue. Where the road meets wild, where concrete meets the river, young and wild, shake and shiver, and your eyes talk to the blind. When the wind made a house go tired, fall to the ground from the voice you speak in, bored when you're not sleeping, tired and awake. Bad dreams, ricochet, walking, talking in the sleep, dancing on my tongue. Paris scream, avalanche, talking in my sleep, dancing on my tongue. Cold whiskey meets fire, where letters burn lips, where reason seems careless, and the desperate need to fight. In love with me in a room above light. You could pick me from a field of lies. Where the road meets wild and concrete meets the river, young and wild, shake and shiver, and your eyes talk to the blind. Made the house go tired, fall to the ground from the voice you're speaking. Fall.
that was When Saints Go Machine by Parix. I don't know. Something.
Not Purex.
No, it's no.
There's a band called Purex.
There is. I'm pretty sure it's not Purex. It's P-A-R-I-X.
Oh, okay.
Would that be pronounced Parex?
I don't know. I don't know how that band pronounces their name. There's a band called Purex that Logan at The Spotty Dog really likes.
Hmm.
And he played them, and I thought they were really good.
That's cool.
I think there's a bleach called Purex, too.
Like a detergent, like a laundry detergent.
It's a bleach.
I think it's a dish soap.
Bleach.
You know what? I could hear him. I could hear him fine.
Do you see the difference in our level when we're talking versus when the song was on? So when the song was on, it was all the way up here.
Yeah, that's because
and then
because
when we're talking,
that's because
little
it's a
and
song
tiny.
With
well,
bass
it's
and
just the
musical
the goal
parts.
Is to have your voice at a constant level.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I still say it's bleach.
Purex is laundry detergent.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm sure you will.
And prove you guys wrong.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, did you see how uneven your voice was right there? Do you see that?
Oh, look, Loretta.
Wow, incredible. Look at that big
we don't want red lines. Is that right? We don't want red lines.
Because that's loud. But also, we get yelled at by her if it's, like, too quiet. So it has to be, like, this perfect...
Purex laundry detergent, softeners, and boosters. Learn more about the Purex family of laundry care products. Remove stain with the clean power of Purex detergent.
Well, how should I have known that?
Damn you, smartphone.
It's not a smartphone. No one in this family has smartphones. It's an iPod. I wish we had smartphones. Can I get a smartphone?
No.
Why?
Because you're on the internet too much already. You don't need another device.
Well, if I'm on the internet already all the time, then how could I be on it more? I mean, there's only a certain number of hours in the day.
That's a flawed argument, Loretta. That's not the best logic you've ever come up with. Nice try, though.
Actually, that's... Shut up.
Okay, you know what? The next time I'm told to shut up, I'm actually getting up and leaving the radio show. Okay, because it's actually really rude. So that's my fair warning.
Well, I'm sorry. I say it by force of habit. Because I was brought up hearing it, you know.
That's not true. We never said that when you were young.
I didn't say you said it.
Shut up has kind of a modern usage that is not so rude, I would say.
Yeah.
Really? Go ahead, tell us more about that, Dad. How do you say shut up in a nice way?
Sometimes people say shut up like...
Yeah. Oh, shut
kidding.
Up! Yeah.
Okay, but that's not how Loretta just said it.
Well,
right?
I didn't say it in an insulting way. I just said it kind of like to say it, you know?
I think you said it in a shut up way.
Well,
like,
I
shut
mean,
up. You
well,
were telling
I think
me to shut up.
If you say shut up, then you say it in a shut up way.
Yeah,
I think that's
you didn't
just
say
kind
it
of
in a shut up. Hey, I like you. Shut up.
Yeah, clearly, you know, I hate you. That's why I'm doing a radio show with you.
Whew.
Yeah, don't worry. This is usual.
No, this is meaner than usual. This is a little worse than usual. Time's a flying by here on Super Radio Maniac Fun.
Thanks.
Let's see.
It's 9 minutes in. What?
Nothing.
I thought we weren't supposed to text on the radio.
I'm not texting.
What are you doing?
It's not my show.
Well, I'd say pick a song. That's the name of the game here, right?
Well, I want to know why I can't be on my iPod if she can.
It's your radio show. Guess who I'm following on Twitter?
Who?
Ronan Farrow.
Who's that?
Oh,
I am
Farrow's
so obsessed
son.
With this guy.
Oh, who looks
like,
just like Frank Sinatra.
But he's supposedly Woody Allen's son.
Right.
Well, okay. Like
nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, he was born in, I know, I'm learning all about this guy. Born in 1987 when Mia Farrow was with Woody Allen, thought to be Woody Allen's biological son, grew up to look hello, exactly like Frank Sinatra. And right. then it turns out Mia Farrow's like, maybe Frank is actually his dad. And Frank Sinatra in 1987 was 72 years old.
Oh, God. That's wow. twisted. How old was she?
She was, wait, she, okay, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow got married in 1966, and she was 21, God. So she was born in 1945, so she was 42 at the time.
And he was like,
he was 73. He was, when Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra got married, Dean Martin said, I have bottles of wine older than Mia Farrow. Okay, so anyway, so this guy, Ronan Farrow, grows up, goes to Simon's Rock College, graduates from Bard when he's 18 years old, and then graduates from Yale Law School when he's 21, and goes to work in the State Department with Richard Holbrooke and Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Yeah. He it's just crazy. He's some kind of like super brain. And I was talking about him today to somebody, and she said, well, that makes it sound more like he's Woody Allen's son, because I wouldn't think of Frank Sinatra as being that smart. But I think Frank Sinatra was pretty smart.
Are his eyes blue?
You saw the picture.
It was black
Folks,
and white.
Folks, look it up on the internet. Ronan Farrow, Frank Sinatra side by side. Just Google those two things. And oh, hi.
You have an obsession.
I'm
with
totally
this.
Obsessed with this guy. I can't get over it.
Can I talk about my new obsession?
Yeah, who's your new obsession?
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, that is really great.
In love with Tom Hiddleston.
He's pretty
at
awesome.
The moment. He is so fantastic. And he's doing this new movie that I really cannot wait for it to come out, and I really want to read the book. It's called Only Lovers Left Alive. And it's like, I can't even describe how fantastic this movie's going to be. First of all, him and Anton Yelchin are going to be in it together.
Well, shut up.
She just death glared him.
No, like I didn't. I laughed at that one, like in a silent way.
Yeah,
but I
like
did. I smiled.
You smiled.
I cracked
in
a
your
smile
head,
at that
you were
one.
Like,
I was
I
like,
"I hate you."
No,
really, because it looked like that. You were doing that thing where it's like you were trying really hard to cover up your anger.
Loretta, can I ask you a question?
I'm just a really honest person.
Okay, we're gonna let that one slide. Okay, Loretta, do you think the purpose of black eyeliner is so that every look is a dirty look? I was thinking that like black eyeliner means,
should I use green eyeliner? Would you like that better?
Well,
or like bright
like
purple eyeliner?
All
what do
looks
you think?
Are dirty looks when you have black eyeliner.
All looks are dirty looks from me anyway, Mom. You're
That's
not gonna avoid
I mean.
That. You're
That's
my parents.
What I mean. We're in the red.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so Tom Hiddleston, right? He's in this movie with Anton Yelchin. And Tilda
Swinton.
Swinton. That's her name. And
go ahead.
Don't do it.
Go ahead. I turned mine down.
Okay. Yeah. And okay, so okay. Tom Hiddleston plays Adam, and Tilda Swinton plays Eve. And they're
what?
Like vampires though.
Ooh.
They're like vampire.
Tom Hiddleston's gonna be a vampire?
And they're in a band. They're like in a punk band, and he's like a rock star, but he's also depressed. And it's like you need to see the trailer. It's insane. And he's kind of like this mad at the world kind of guy, and he's like a recluse. And like he's just fantastic. And then so Anton Yelchin, okay, so Eve has this younger sister Ava who is going out with Anton Yelchin's character,
okay,
Ian,
okay,
and they come to visit, and they're like,
are they not vampires?
I think I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know that Adam and Eve are vampires, but like I don't know if the other two are.
Okay.
If Anton and the other girl.
Yeah. Okay.
But like it just looks so cool. And it's coming out in December, December 5th, I think.
What's that title again?
Only Lovers Left Alive. It's a book. I really want you to order it at the Spotty Dog so I can read it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Really?
No problem. I'll do it like tonight. I'll
okay.
order it and I'll have it on Thursday.
Yes.
When's the movie come out?
December 5th in Russia.
In Russia?
In Russia. I don't know. But it's like an English movie, so it's going to be Russian subtitles. So, what? I mean...
What are you talking about now, Loretta? You've gone off the crazy edge.
It's coming out.
Why would there be Russian subtitles?
In America.
It's because it's coming out in Russia first.
Okay, they'll probably just take the Russian off the bottom when they send it to America. They're not going to have, like,
no,
Russian.
No, that's what I mean, Mom.
You mean it's
gonna
in
have
Russian? How are they going to get all
the
these?
The first country it's coming out in is Russia.
Oh,
but they're
oh,
speaking
oh.
English in the movie.
So,
have to put Russian subtitles.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay, that
was
makes sense.
Was a book written in Russia? Why is it coming out in Russia, of all places, first?
Because it... I don't
why
know.
Why is the sky blue?
That wasn't necessary. I really don't think that was necessary.
I don't think any of this is necessary.
You don't... I'm sure.
So, anyway, Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston is Loki, and he's my favorite person ever.
Yeah, you just got me to see the new Thor movie.
It's so good. It's so good. Go see it.
Tom Hiddleston was really good.
He was the best. And also Darcy.
And it was... What did you think of Thor, Dad?
Yeah, it was like pretty okay. I think I liked the first one better, but I like that Loki teamed up with Thor to help vanquish.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
I didn't say what they vanquished. Could have been anything.
It could have been
okay,
like a herd of toads.
Can we talk about how the bad guy in this is played by Christopher Eccleston, who is the Ninth Doctor?
Eccleston, Hiddleston, what's up with these guys' names? Cumberbatch.
They're English.
I know.
Yeah,
did you know
that English.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Hiddleston are best friends and live around the corner from each other?
That's so many syllables if you put those two guys together.
And they're
like
tongue best
twister.
Friends. And it's hilarious because they're like...
Oh, man.
They're the two nicest people on the planet.
How would you ship their last names if you were shipping them?
You wouldn't.
And please explain shipping to the
I've explained
Cumber.
It so many times.
Cumberhead. Cumhead, Bird, Humble.
That was, Sten, no.
Batch.
You can use their first names, too. Benetom. No.
You take your two characters you love and
you ship them.
Combine their
You
name.
Ship them in a in a package
give,
with
give
some postage.
An example of some of your...
oh, well, what's
Destiel?
Destiel's the most popular ship just ever.
Anyway, can we go back to Tom Hiddleston for a second?
No, let's talk about shipping too.
Loretta made me watch this video of him getting interviewed
by
these
God.
Two crazy smoosh guys.
Smosh. It's called Smosh, which I normally do not like Smosh. I don't know why. I just don't find it funny. But
it's not really an interview. It's really just comedy where you have a celebrity being made as a spectacle. Like, you're just torturing them.
Tom was just so great about this whole interview. I can't. And there was one interview he did with MTV where him and the interviewer had like a slumber party
oh,
and played
right.
Truth or Dare, and it was
he made
it's
him
just
dance.
The best thing ever. And he's incredible. Tom Hiddleston makes me so happy.
Yeah, I liked him. He's cool. I like Tom Hiddleston.
He's so great.
Has he been in serious movies? I mean
Thor? Come on.
I mean, not
Thor 2?
Well, I mean,
Dark World?
He's famous for, what do you call it? The
Has he done Shakespeare, Loretta?
He loves Shakespeare. He
there
reads,
you go.
Not in any movies, I don't think, but...
On stage? Has he done any stage?
I think so, yeah. And I know he reads lots of Shakespeare poems, and you can, like, find them on the internet.
Him
stuff.
Reading Shakespeare? I would like to see that.
Okay.
Oh.
Like, why don't you call him up and play it?
There's, we saw something coming up at the end of the month, I think. It's...
Oh, what else?
The guy who plays Doctor Who is doing Shakespeare,
oh, yeah.
And it's
oh,
a simulcast.
That. Yeah, we
did. You see
that?
That
yeah,
at
we
the
saw
spectrum,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that same promo.
You know what else he was in?
Trailer.
Remember that movie, War Horse?
Oh, I never saw that.
Him and Benedict were in that together.
Benedict is in it too.
Benedict is in it
I
too.
I
want to
go through all the Benedict movies.
He's got a mustache. Yeah, yeah. You heard me. Benedict has a mustache.
Are you going to play any more music today?
Yeah. Hold on. So yeah, that's the only thing that comes to mind. I think this might be a pretty big movie. All right, here's Flickers by Sun Lux.
Thank you.
was Flickers by Sun Lux. What were you saying?
I saw something on your playlist there that was Search and Destroy by the Stooges, but it said Scotty in parentheses.
Oh, yeah, that's from a Star Trek fan mix, and it was like, when I downloaded it, it had the thing preloaded where it just put the character who it was about after the song title.
Do you like that song?
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the best rock songs ever written.
You're on your iPod.
I was reading about an Elliott Smith tribute show that happened in New York on October 21st, which
right,
was
someone
the 10th
I liked
anniversary of his death.
Went to that.
Sky Ferreira was on
Sky
it.
Sky Ferreira.
Yep, Ferreira.
Yeah.
I think she should change her name to Ferrara because that's what I always call her.
That's her real name, though, Sky Ferreira.
Well, it's not working for me.
Okay.
She can change it.
All right, so I forgot I had this downloaded, and it's Tom Hiddleston singing The Bare Necessities.
Oh, my God.
And I just can't
can
even...
Can you play it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. Is it turned up?
No. Bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man!
I mean the bare necessities. Oh, Mother Nature's recipes will bring the
Loretta, we can't hear it because we don't have headphones.
But it's a 15-second song, okay?
I can't hear it.
It's over, so no one could hear you whisper that.
Well, we couldn't hear it because we don't have headphones.
Well, yeah, but
so
you have to assume that I could hear it.
Play it without headphones. Play it so that I can hear.
Well, I can't do that because the song is too short.
Okay, so we just won't comment on it.
Okay.
I want to hear Tom Hiddleston singing The Bare Necessities.
Here, take the headphones.
Okay, yeah, play it again.
All right. Hold on. Get this.
All set. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
It's so nice having headphones. Ugh.
The bare necessity is the simple bare necessity. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah, man.
I mean the bare necessities. Oh, Mother Nature's recipes will bring the bare necessities of life.
That was awesome.
Isn't it fantastic?
That was so cute. Loretta, your show's over.
It
it's
is?
Time to go. Oh, yeah.
We've got 2 more
this
minutes.
This was so fun.
We've
no, you don't have
minutes.
2 more minutes. You have 20. No, you don't. Well, they're going to cut you off.
All right. Fine. I'm going to put on the Mumblers. Where's M? I have too many songs. I've got like 1,100 something songs. Isn't that too many songs? Where is it? I'm trying to... Shush. Here's The Grind by The Mumblers.